This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered in the region surrounding the Ukrainian capital following Russia's withdrawal, most of them fatally shot, according to police on Friday, an indication that many people were simply executed. The jarring number emerged shortly after Russia's defense ministry promised to step up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to Ukraine's alleged assaults on Russian territory. That ominous warning followed the stunning loss of Moscow's flagship in the Black Sea, which a senior U.S. official said Friday was indeed hit by at least one Ukrainian missile. Amid its threats, Moscow continued preparations for a renewed offensive in eastern Ukraine. Fighting also went on in the pummeled southern port city of Mariupol, where locals reported seeing Russian troops digging up bodies. In the northeastern city of Kharkiv, shelling of a residential area killed 7 people, including a 7-month-old child, and wounded 34. That's according to the regional governor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that existing sanctions on Russia are painful, but not yet enough to stop the Russian military. Zelensky called for the democratic world to ban Russian oil. While U.S. lawmakers and U.S. President Joe Biden have enacted such a ban, Europe relies more heavily on Russian energy supplies, and the U.S. has been working to keep India from stepping up its use of Russian energy. A U.S. ban on seafood imports from Russia over its invasion of Ukraine was supposed to sap billions of dollars from Vladimir Putin's war machine, but shortcomings in import regulations mean that Russian-caught pollock, salmon, and crab are likely to enter the U.S. anyway by way of the country vital to seafood supply chains across the world. This is VOA News. The U.S. may be heading into another COVID-19 surge, with cases rising nationally and in most cases after a 2-month decline. Experts do not know how high the mountain will grow, but they do not expect a peak nearly as high as the last one, when the contagious Omicron version of the coronavirus ripped through populations. Still, experts warn that a coming wave will wash across the nation and push up hospitalizations in a growing number of states, especially those with low vaccination rates, in the coming weeks. Most cases are now being caused by a subvariant called BA2 that is thought to be 30% more contagious. Health officials in several countries are investigating mysterious cases of severe liver disease in children. They think it may be related to a type of virus usually associated with colds. UK, US, Ireland, and Spain have all reported cases in which children came down with hepatitis, an inflammation of the liver that is in some cases life-threatening. The US cases were all in the state of Alabama, but officials are looking for other cases elsewhere. None of the children have died, but a few needed liver transplants. The British government said Friday that it plans to start putting asylum seekers on one-way flights to Rwanda within weeks as it defended a deal that has outraged refugee groups and humanitarian organizations. Britain and Rwanda announced Thursday that they had struck an agreement that will see some people arriving in the UK as stowaways on trucks or in small boats sent 4,000 miles to the East African country, where their asylum claims will be processed, and if successful, they will stay. The British government says the plan will discourage people from making dangerous attempts to cross the English Channel and put people smuggling gangs out of business. But critics of the Conservative government said legal and political hurdles mean the flights may never happen. They accuse the Prime Minister Boris Johnson of using the headline-grabbing policy to distract attention from his political troubles. Johnson is resisting calls to resign after being fined by police this week for attending a party in his office in 2020 that broke coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Recapping our top story, the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered in the region surrounding the Ukrainian capital following Russia's withdrawal, most of them fatally shot, according to police on Friday. The number emerged shortly after Russia's defense ministry promised to step up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to Ukraine's alleged assaults on Russian territory. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. There's more at VOA News.